Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello there, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Look at that book you bought. Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Look at that book you bought.
I have a great book today. It is called 100 Lyrics and a Poem, and it's by Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys.
From the Pet Shop Boys, Neil Tennant?
That's right.
Oh, the ghost who walks.
So Neil Tennant, one half of the British electronic pop duo.
He's like the more outspoken half, isn't he? The other guy doesn't really speak at all.
The other guy is just sort of very cool, Chris Lowe. So they've been around for four decades. They've got something like 13 studio albums.
Wow.
I've always loved them. They're a really singular kind of group.
I was just telling you off air before the Pet Shop West End Girls,
West End Girls.
That era just throws me right back to when it came out.
That song, every time you hear it, it just is so evocative.
But people wouldn't write music like that now.
That's pretty.
And if they
amazing.
Did, they'd just be copying the Pet Shop Boys. What about that time in Concord? When Fly the Concords did that, Pet Shop Boys sort of.
Yeah.
There's
an amazing clip that people should check out of Pet Shop Boys on, I think it might be Old Grey Whistle Test, and it's them playing the song Opportunities live, and it's a really cool version. They've got their synths there, and it's just got a really cool sound, and they're there with their leather jackets and white sneakers. It's a really cool clip.
And their dour faces.
He cracks a smile. It's kind of cute.
That's the thing. You have a dour face. If that's your thing, then when you do crack a smile, everyone goes, oh, yay! Cool! Good on you! Love, such a good show. You should see me smile.
People notice. Yeah. So anyway, this is 100 of his lyrics and a poem. And it's more than just a lyric book, because what he's done is he annotates each lyric with the backstory of how he wrote it and where he was and the whole backstory of it. So in a way, it's kind of like an autobiography.
It's pretty cool that he's got 100 sets of lyrics that he can do that with that are interesting.
I know.
That aren't just sort of ideas he's come up with that don't really have a backstory.
Totally.
There'd be a lot of musicians who've written songs that don't, the backstory to it's really not that interesting at all.
This is quite amazing, really, and I loved reading it, and I loved
it's
the backstories. It's Faber. They publish beautiful books. You just can't go wrong. So reading them on the page, they are actually like poetry and funny little narratives. And just reading them, you just kind of realise what an absolutely amazing writer he is. Like, he finds the poetry in everyday life and the mundane. And then reading these and reading what they're about shows them in a whole completely new light.
Does he sort of start off with does he set the scene, or is it quite do you crack straight into lyrics?
He does, and it's really cool. There's an amazing introduction, and he talks about his own backstory and how he got into music and what he was into. He's a very cool guy and really interested in Russian history and European politics. And it's really cool. You know, I was reading about the song Suburbia, and he said that he was inspired to write that song after watching that cult punk film Suburbia by what's her name, Penelope, do you know the film I mean?
I know the film you mean, I don't know.
Southern California punks, and he was saying, oh, you know, when people hear our song, they think it's British Suburbia, but we were actually influenced by that.
Crazy.
And I just wanted to talk about this one song called Your Early Stuff, and it goes, you've been around, but you don't look too rough. I still quite like some of your early stuff. It's bad in a good way, if you know what I mean. The sound of those old machines. You've been around, but you don't look too rough. I still quite like your early stuff. Hey, what's your name? And then he says, everything in this lyric had been said to me by a taxi driver.
It's
amazing. And then, so the line, I suppose you're more or less retired now, to which he was able to respond, you're actually driving me to Top of the Pops.
Yeah, boom, stick it up your ass, woohoo.
Yeah, so just great little narratives here. And the song It Couldn't Happen Here, he sort of says that it was about a very close friend of his when the AIDS crisis was kind of hitting America in the early 80s, and his friend was saying, oh, you know,
just for people who aren't aware of the Pet Shop Boys, sort of when their body of work started, when would that have been?
Early 80s.
Mid-80s, something?
Early to mid-80s, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he... A
couple of blue light discos.
Yeah, so they were sort of talking about this British article they'd read, and his friend said, oh, you know, the AIDS crisis, it's not apparently going to happen here like it has in America.
Oh, right.
And then I think about 3 years later, this guy actually contracted AIDS and died.
Wow.
And so this song, It Couldn't Happen Here, is all about that. And then he sort of says, refer to this other song, and that's also about it, there's one called Being Boring that Pet Shop Boys have, and that was actually about a Japanese review of them saying, oh, the Pet Shop Boys, they're being boring. So
wouldn't be the only review in the world that's said that, because I think if you don't get the Pet Shop Boys, that's what you think. You just think, oh my God, cheer up.
Yeah, totally.
Cheer up, you miserable rain-dwelling...
But I think there's so much humour in their songs, and, you know, just I love that they kind of observe and celebrate the modern world in a really beautiful way. They're kind of like great works of literature, their songs, I think. And the backstory about Neil Tennant was really cool too, because he started as a music journalist and...
Really?
He did.
And interesting.
He was actually the assistant editor of Smash Hits magazine, and he was taking off, you know, the career of Pet Shop Boys was sort of taking off, and he wanted to pursue that, and he sort of says, oh, you know, I was losing all my hair, I was 31 years old, I'd just been asked to be editor of Smash Hits, and then he was like, actually, I'm going to pursue music, and so he left all that behind, and they've become a really important group.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether this is, him doing a book like this is because he's always, ever since then, thought, I wish people talked about the lyrics a bit more, because I really tried hard with them.
Yeah, I always wonder.
Think when you put a book like this out, you've got to rate your lyrics pretty well.
Yeah.
Because
people, that's right.
You're really putting the microscope on them, obviously. And B, whether it's just a matter of, you know, people stop thinking of us as a fashion band or a synth band or just a duo or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually more to it than that. But I wonder if it's like if you're not going to talk about it, here, look, here's a book. You know, I'll make it really cool.
And so it's kind of interesting because it's 100 lyrics and one poem, and he was just saying that it didn't work with music, that particular piece, so he left it as a poem.
But he still thought it was really cool.
But all of this, it is absolute poetry, and it's kind of like an autobiography as well, because it's got those beautiful annotations, and he's very British, quite clipped, very funny, great sense of humour.
Able to laugh at himself?
Yeah, love him to bits. Yeah.
Right, should we play that song?
So, I thought we'd talk about West End Girls is a really special song, and reading about it in
I guess it would be too, because it made them really, really famous.
It did. But it's amazing because he talks about, you know, that little spoken word bit in the middle. He said that was a direct take on Grandmaster Flash's The Message, which he was a huge fan of.
That's so cool. It makes perfect sense now, but at the time, you would have gone, what?
It's got the same rhythm. If you listen to it, it does have that same rhythm as The Message, and he was saying, you know, they were hard out into New York hip-hop. Great song, very, very cool. Evocative.
Should we play it?
Yes, please, Tess.
Here we go.
I can feel my clothes changing.
Pale denim?
Blizzard wash.
Oh, yeah.
Dress shirt.
Call the police, there's a madman around.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm thinking, when the hell I keep on going on? Just, you know, why is that synth line so cool?
Thing of beauty.
That swelling synth.
Girls. West End Girls.
From all of us here at 95BFM, thanks, Karen. Thank you so much.
That was Loose Reads.